We are back. It's Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Glenn Mack now, and the Eagles are rolling along. 10-1, 9 straight wins. We're all having a really good time, and the players clearly having a good time on the field. So we thought Glenn and I would kind of pick our favorite celebrations from this 2017 season. First of all, are you in favor of these celebrations?
I'm agnostic.
You're an old school guy.
No, but I'm not opposed to it. It's like not a big highlight for me. I know the players enjoy it. I know a lot of the fans enjoy it. So I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal.
It is really, it's been fun. I mean, look, we haven't celebrated celebrations since Terrell Owens back in 2004.
If he were playing now.
And if he were, the last celebration we saw from him was doing sit-ups in the driveway, so we kind of forgot about that. All right, let's get to it. Glenn and I have both picked
Hold
two.
Hold on to that one, don't you?
Yeah. Glenn and I have both picked two celebrations, our favorites so far through 11 games. Your first.
Well, my favorite was just this last weekend against the Bears. Alshon Jeffries catches an 8-yard touchdown. And then he goes bowling. He's done baseball before. They like, you know, get other sports into the mix. I really like the bowling thing. The 10 other players on offense line up as bowling pins, and he acts like he's going to throw the football, and they all fall down. It was Carson Wentz was part of it. Anytime your geeky quarterback, and I say that in praise, okay, is part of the celebration to me, that really adds something to it. Apparently, they had practiced this particular celebration back in August. They got it. The synchronicity of it was beautiful. I liked the bowling.
Okay, I liked the bowling too. My first celebration that I really liked was an individual celebration. It was Nelson Agholor scoring a touchdown against the Cardinals, dazzling touchdown on the sideline, making a man miss. And then he did the plunge into the end zone. Now, I know this was not the group celebration, but to me, it just was Nelson Agholor exhaling after a really long season last year of frustrations, of troubles, of concerns, of questions. Would he be part of the team this year? Well, on that play, we saw what a great athlete he is, how dangerous he is with the football. And then we saw him plunge backwards into the end zone. I loved it.
Yeah, I get that.
Good individual. There was also an individual, just a moment
release.
Just jubilation. Just, I'm cleansed.
I get that.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's my number one.
He's had the year where he deserves that kind of fun, that kind of celebration. All right. Number two for me was against the Cowboys. Listen, I love any celebration against the Cowboys. Kenyon Bourner scores his third touchdown of his career. And then he opens the safe. It was tough for me initially to figure out, like, what is he doing as he's pantomiming. But he opens the safe, takes out the money, shares it with all his teammates. The best part of it for me was Steve Wisniewski. Again, guards don't always get to be part of this, right? Mm-hmm. This is usually a skill position player or secondary kind of guys do this. They hand the big guard. He mimes handing the big guard a lot of money. Wisniewski looked completely baffled by the whole thing. If you watch it on replay, that's the highlight, but opening the safe in Dallas, good work.
Good stuff there. My final celebration of love here was, of course, last week, a Chicago Bears late game moment here. The Eagles celebrating the interception of Corey Graham with the electric slide. Now, this was something that I don't know the Macarena necessarily. Do you know the Macarena?
Yeah,
I don't really know all that stuff.
Life,
right,
yeah.
Right. That's my move right here. But it was so spontaneous. It wasn't spontaneous, but it was just fun on the sidelines. Now, it's bordering on being extremely boastful and perhaps arrogant if you're on the other sideline. But it reminds me of what I saw in 2014 with the Seattle Seahawks. When they came to Lincoln Financial Field, they played with such energy together. They played with such camaraderie, such a haughty, arrogant attitude. And I love that. And that is what I liked about that dance. That was a dance of, hey, we're good and we know it and we're all in it together. And, oh, by the way, let's go have some fun.
I didn't know people still knew the electric slide. I thought that was like an 80s, 90s
thing. I think
but
that's
they
just
got
a,
it.
It's just a wedding thing.
Yeah, well.
That's part of the genius of it.
And they all did it pretty well.
So
no one out of step.
I'm sure you've got your favorite celebrations. We are expecting many more to come to see just how creative this locker room can be.